The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I'm a big fan of an organization called Americans for Prosperity. This is grassroots activism at its best. They do a lot of good work around the country and right here in South Carolina. I wanted Candace Carroll, the director of grassroots operations with Americans for Prosperity in South Carolina, to join us for a few minutes. Good morning, Carol. Candace, how are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am wonderful. Appreciate you getting up early and spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Absolutely.
First, let's talk just in general terms about Americans for Prosperity. Give our listeners a quick overview of what you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. Americans for Prosperity is a national, nonpartisan grassroots organization that works to recruit and unite concerned citizens all across the country, regardless of political ideology or background. And we work to change our policies, our government, and our public policies for the better. And as you know, Joey, there are Americans who are frustrated by the extreme politics at nearly every level. And this has pushed so many people back into their tribes or just out of the political process altogether. And we know that there's a better way. And our mission is ultimately to help every person rise and reach their full potential by removing the barriers that are holding them back.
Yeah. Talking with me on the guest line this morning, Candace Carroll, Director of Grassroots Operations with Americans for Prosperity. Now, state senators are in the middle of working on education reform. It's a big issue in South Carolina. The State House last year, they passed a version. Governor Henry McMaster says this is his top priority. You recently testified in Columbia about education scholarship accounts. Why is this important?
Yeah, that's a great question. So as you know, in South Carolina, our education system, unfortunately, doesn't always meet the needs of each individual student. And what we would like to see and what we're working for is to have a more individualized education system. And so the education scholarship account, which is Senate Bill 556, which currently has a subcommittee hearing later today, would help to unleash the potential of every child in providing those families with the flexibility to more customize their child's education. So whether that is for sending them to a private school or using it for tutoring, educational therapy services, or contracting services through like a different public school, different courses that the child may need, this is definitely an opportunity for families to be innovative in how their child is being educated.
Yeah. Now, Candace, you have a child with autism. Tell us about the challenges and why this is personal to you to see some improvements in our education system.
Yes, absolutely. So as you mentioned, my oldest daughter is on the autism spectrum. And when we were first looking at the public school system that she should go into, the schools right around our area, unfortunately, did not have a program that fit her individual needs. And so we learned about a school about 20 minutes away from where we were currently living that did have a preschool developmental program that she could get into. However, we weren't a priority family for that school, given that we didn't live within that zip code. So my family made the tough decision to leave the community that we were in, the community that we loved, to move 20 minutes down the road simply so she could get into a school that would provide for her needs. And then after just being at that school for a year, the district decided that they were going to merge her current school with another elementary school, which then meant that we were on the hunt to find a school that would be a good fit for her, because the school she was initially attending was losing the program that we had worked so hard to get her into in the first place. So for education scholarship accounts, we know that this would allow for families like mine, families who may be of low income, families who have kids as part of a military family, or even kids who are in foster care, who have to make those tough choices of, should I move my entire family and start a new life in a new community, or could I have that flexibility, you know, to stay where we are and then still provide my child with an education that's a great fit for them?
Yeah, yeah. And this is Senate Bill
556.
What can our listeners do? I assume they need to call their state senators. What can we do?
Absolutely. So I would definitely encourage you to call your state senators. Senator Shay Massey is the chairman of the subcommittee that's hearing that bill. That Senate hearing is at 11 o'clock today, and it's something that they have had multiple subcommittee hearings on it now, once a week for the past few weeks since they've been back in session. So definitely call them. Definitely let them know that you support education choice in your areas and giving families that freedom and flexibility to have innovation for their child's education. And we know that this has the support of the state Republican Party has been pushing this out. Governor McMaster has said that he supported it. And then,
yes,
as I'm sure you heard last night on the State of the Union address, President Trump has also said that, you know, providing families with educational choice is an important issue for him as well.
Yes, it is an important issue, and it's something that we need to tackle at all levels of government. Candace Carroll, Director of Grassroots Operations with Americans for Prosperity. Again, I just admire what your organization does. Keep up the good work, and hope you guys will check in with us from time to time.
Thank you so much, Joey. I appreciate you having me on. And for any of your listeners who would like to follow along even more with the work we're doing, you can find us at AmericansForProsperity.org, or definitely follow our Facebook page, Americans for Prosperity South Carolina.
All right, Candace, have a wonderful day. Appreciate your time this morning. AmericansForProsperity.org.